Rule number 4. Some nouns ending in F, change the F to V and add ES. So, half becomes halves, wolf, wolves. Exception to this rule are some nouns ending in F only take S. Chef, chefs, roof, roofs, where only S is added and not VES. Rule number 5. Nouns ending in FE change the FE to V and add ES. Wife becomes wives, knife, knives, life, lives. Next rule. Nouns ending in Y change the Y to I and add ES. Penny, pennies, spy, spies. Exception to this rule are some nouns that have a vowel before Y only take S. Examples: monkey, monkeys, holiday, holidays. Rule number 7. Some nouns do not follow any rules. Examples: man, men, child, children, foot, feet, mouse, mice. Rule number 8. Some nouns are the same in both singular and plural form, such as fish, sheep, deer. Rule number 9. Some nouns have a plural form but singular meaning. News, physics, athletics. The final rule. Some nouns are always plural. Trousers, jeans, glasses. Now we will learn about countable and uncountable nouns. Nouns that we can count are called countable nouns. For example, eggs, nails, books, pencils. Nouns that cannot be counted are called uncountable nouns. For example, air, sugar, and rice. To express a quantity of an uncountable noun, we use words or expressions like some, much, a lot of, a bit of. For example, I do not have much money. The doctor said I should drink a lot of water. Sometimes we use an exact measurement like a pinch of, a cup of, a bag of, a spoon of, a kilogram of, a piece of. For example, add a pinch of salt in the curry. I need a piece of advice. Such expressions are called partitive nouns. So children, go through the list of some partitive nouns and the uncountable nouns as mentioned in details on page 28 and 29 of your textbook. Thank you.